The number of senior citizens visiting the emergency room because of marijuana use has soared in the past few years. Dr. Harry Streetner is an addiction expert, and he says boomers may simply be unaware of just how potent pot is in 2023.
Particularly since the presence of gummies, edibles, because you don't know how long it's going to take for an edible to affect you.
According to the Department of Health and Human Services, marijuana currently cultivated and sold contains three times more THC compared to levels 25 years ago. Streetner adds individuals over the age of 60 are also more likely to be on medication for high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol.
We haven't done enough research to know what the synergistic, the combined effects of marijuana are with THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, with other medications.
A new study by the University of California, San Diego revealed cannabis-related ER visits have skyrocketed a whopping 1,800% among Californians over the age of 65 and up from 2005 to 2019. Dr. Nicholas Hernandez has noticed the surge.
A lot of baby boomers are ending up in the hospital with cyclical vomiting syndrome. They're just nauseous, vomiting. They go into renal failure because they become dehydrated. You have to give them fluids.
It could be considered an overdose. You know, with marijuana, marijuana theoretically is very helpful to cancer patients.
Both experts say other side effects can include dizziness, balance issues, disorientation, extreme paranoia, anxiety, and even early signs of dementia.